You know what's funny? And this topic is coming right after that. Sometimes I stop and I think about something for a couple of days. I think about how I feel about it. And then I'll podcast it. But I literally just got this vibe a while ago. And I've talked about it before. But the reality is, when you're a creative, when you're an artist, or more specifically, a musician or a singer, right? Like me, my point of view, right? When you're a singer, I don't think people understand how much work and effort and dedication and commitment and persistence and stubbornness it takes to be an artist. Because to put it to what sparked my thoughts on this was, I was listening to some music that I dropped or that is about to come out, and I went into my email address and saw that these ideas have been sitting since May. And it's nobody's fault in particular, because things happen and things happen. Like, I haven't been able to get to a studio in forever. God, everybody swears I'm gonna have money. I won't charge me enough money for studio time. But I mean, it's understandable because people need to pay you for your time. So I was just having a mini hate moment. But to be honest, it's like, I have to save money to record and do things now, and that's fine. It's absolutely fine. But those are things that slow up the process of putting out music when you're an independent artist. An independent artist, for anybody listening and don't know, mean that you're not signed to a label. Oh, I'm sitting outside. Why? Tantrum, I go on over there, so. Tantrum. Somebody wake up and pick me. Funny. Anyway, so yeah, it takes a lot to put any one song out or any project, like an album, out. Because, okay, so you pay for studio time. Let's say you pay for 3 hours of studio time. You have to also mix and master the thing. You have to pay a producer if you're working on a producer that's making what you want, type of thing. Like, all of these are things that are happening right now. That's when I looked in my inbox and saw that we started working on this like over a year ago, and I think about all the things that happened on the way to now, it's like, dang, how could we have shortened that outside of just money? And yeah, well, money too, but still, so many things. So, shameless plug, I have new music coming out. That's why that's one of the reasons why this start was on my mind. Because we're about to drop some new music, a double single. We're dropping a double single, me and Bassline Rock Music from the UK. Big up yourself, Bassline. We are dropping a double single. What a double single is in this situation is, you make a one purchase and you get two songs. Yeah, two for one. One is called Shadows, and Shadows is really personal to me. And Selfish, I mean, they're both personal. All my music is personal because I talk about some, just my life and my experiences usually. But anyways, I don't even want to maybe I'll talk more about that, but I'm just excited to finally get to this point. Every time this happens, I'm like, oh, finally another one, yes, let's do this. I'm always ready to go. After everything gets to a certain level of, alright, we can work with this type of thing. Because one of the things, like I always say, that holds back people from putting out music is perfection. Sometimes I have to talk myself out of it also. It's like, alright, Cam, you really want to hold back dropping this right now just because of that? Like, when you get to the point where you can make everything perfect, then you make sure you take advantage of it. But with what you're working with right now, just got you on drop the team. So we have dropped some things. So I was preening this anyway, but yeah, so Selfish is about, these songs are intended to go on the album, but we had both of them and we couldn't decide which one to drop first. So Bassline came up with this awesome idea to drop two of them one time, one purchase, one run through. So, so yeah, one of them is selfish. The first one is selfish. Or not the first one. One of them is selfish. Baseline think I'm super partial to selfish. But selfish is like a mini observation slash conversation about a girl whose boyfriend is possessive, but in a cute way. So maybe possessive is not the word to use, just very aware. And it's a good kind of selfish, because you want everybody to have what you have. So it's like, yeah, he's selfish. So selfish is about that. And Shadows is a lot more personal. Like, I don't even know if people would get how personal Shadows is just by listening to it, or they would have to probably interpret words. But to me, I feel like it's kind of so, like, it's so like, it's so just like out there to me. But I guess we'll see what people think about them both. I'm excited, like I said. I hope people like that shit. Like an artist, and you hope people like your shit when you put it out. So I hope y'all like it when it comes out. Is they not out yet? I mean, yeah, them. I'm tripping. Anyway, so yeah, Selfish and Shadows produced by Baseline Art Music. I think Tensai produced on both of them. I'm almost sure. And yeah, working on some things. By the way, if you're listening, I've been such in a celebratory mood because I got invited to showcase for a record label in Atlanta in LA. So I'm super like motivated, re-motivated, relight a fire, although the fire was still burning. To work on music, or to like, yeah, to figure it out, or let God's plan come true, you see me?